In the older patient, what's your usual therapy after hypomethylating agents?
Well, that's a good question. There isn't that much out there, and our recommendation is at least for patients to have opportunities to enroll on clinical trials if they're otherwise eligible. Even in the upfront setting, we recommend clinical trials in most settings. At academic centers such as where I work, we try and get majority of our patients, if they're otherwise eligible, on clinical trials. Once they go beyond hypomethylating agents, the options that are potentially available for them, depending on who they are and what they look like and their risk profile, are low-dose cytarabine, which is, I think, still being extensively used in Europe, but less so in the States, as well as lenalidomide, which, as you know, is a drug that's very effectively used in multiple myeloma and also lymphomas, but also has a range of efficacy in acute myeloid leukemia, with a minority of patients in the relapsed refractory setting responding to lenalidomide.
So you said something that I don't recall anybody in any interview that I've ever done saying, and I've got to ask you about. You
Uh-oh.
referred to a patient that you treated over age 100.
Yes.
I've got to hear about that.
Well, this patient was very robust, very healthy, very talkative, very lovely lady. She was a swimmer and I guess had been swimming up until a few years prior to me meeting her. But this is an important aspect. When you look at a patient, you have to take things into consideration. What did they look like prior to their diagnosis? Can you get them there and get them back there? You know, especially in older folks who may not fit a curative paradigm of treatment. And we thought that if we treated this patient and if she responded, she would have some quality of life. And she did. She had a certain degree of response. And I'm not sure if she went back to swimming, but she was able to achieve some of her life back. But there are certainly older patients. I've treated patients in their late 80s, 90s with hypomethylating agents. We even had patients in that range go on clinical trials. Although every time I do that, everybody gives me a look like, what are you doing? And I have to probably take extra acid-reducing medicines myself.
This lady was, how old was she?
100.
100 years, and was she swimming before she became ill?
Well, I think it was a few years prior, if I
Wow.
remember correctly.
Amazing, interesting.